Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we highlight a new play that's coming to Keanu Theater for the next couple of weekends. Liaison Dangereuse opens Friday and will be performed five times in the next 2 weeks. Information on how to get tickets is available at the Keanu Theater website. Joining me on the phone here today is Eugene Carnegie, the Keanu Theater director. Eugene, how's it going here today?
Things are pretty good. Thanks for having us back on the show, Ryan.
Hey, great to have Keanu Theater on the show here today. New play coming up here. It'll get five runs in the next 2 weeks here. Why bring this play to Fort McMurray?
This is one that we wanted to bring in and present to give our audiences something a little bit different. This is not the light, breezy musical that the Addams Family was. It's not the fun, silly comedy that Clue on stage was back in September. This is something a little more deep, a little more dramatic, and something that is a really great story, but will make our audiences and actors appreciate a slightly different side to theater. And that's an important thing for us to bring to the community, give a chance for you experience a wide variety of genres and performances.
Can you maybe walk us through the process of selecting a play to bring to the local theater?
It does come through quite a few different steps. First off, it's whether the play is even available to be done by a community group. Really current and popular shows that are running on Broadway or doing big national tours usually have limitations on us being able to even present them, as they want to convince audiences and push audiences to go to those big national tours or the big Broadway shows. But after they've been around for a little while, those rights and abilities to come out are part of that process, and they open up, and that's where we can start to look at them. So that's the first step. Is the show available? And then the next one that we really look at is, what is the makeup of the cast, and is it something that we feel we have enough people to make work inside of the community that we have? And a big example of that is the number of male leads inside of a musical. Traditionally, there are far more females that come out to audition for those kind of shows. So we do have to be aware of, a thing that's going to be an all-male cast. Yeah, it might be a little bit challenging to fill all of those roles for us. And then we try and do a little bit of a balance between the different styles. So we do want to have some comedy in there. We do want to have some musical. And we do want to have something that, again, makes you to think a little bit or look at society in a slightly different way. So that's the final step in putting that big selection together.
So you did kind of touch on this, but what criteria do you consider when choosing a play for the local audience? I imagine it's, making sure that there's a variety there for people to see.
Another piece is that what we think people will want to and what is perhaps the most relevant for the time that we're looking at. So is there a particular story that has seen a resurgence lately, either a remake of a movie or an adaptation of a book that's come out that's really popular? Part of what made the Addams Family so successful was, of course, the Netflix series Wednesday, and the timing on that just made sense to be able to go back and revisit that kooky family. With Dangerous Liaisons, it is a similar idea in that this story has been around since, I think, 1782 was the book that this is based on. It's had many different film and miniseries adaptations, and there is a couple more in the works, both out of our Western world, but a couple of European ones that are currently active as well. So it was just, it's a story that is so long-lived that we said, okay, well, let's pull this one in this time.
What logistical challenges do you typically encounter when preparing for a new play like this?
finding the right people is usually the biggest part. We need somebody like a director is an example that will be able to really work with our actors to help bring out the best performance that they can do. And when you get involved in a Keanu Theater production, I hope that is one of the big things that people are taking away is that learning experience with a professional team that can make you the best performer that you can be. And as they do that, of course, it makes the show more entertaining for the audience. They can get more into it. They can then tease out some of the little nuances that happen and some of the subtext and the interesting background things that happen. A professional director that has the time to commit and the training to understand how all of that fits into the show really drives that whole production and makes things really stand out for us. So that is the single most important part of getting one of our productions ready to go is that that leadership of a good director and design team.
The play is here for five performances over the course of 2 weeks. Why so many shows?
When you pour 300 to 400 hours of rehearsal and practice time into it, the performers want to get out there and show as many people as possible. Also, these shows are our best sellers across the whole year. You know, we will have 1,500 people attend, and to get that many people through, we just kind of need to spread out over a number of nights. So it works out for both of us. The actors want to perform it many times. That's truly their joy, is performing in front of an audience, and we want as many people to come as they can.
Later this month, Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. comes to the theater. Tell us about that one, if you could.
This is a fun project that we are working with the Par Vocal Academy of Arts on. They are the ones actually doing the actual directions and creation of all of the pieces. It is their students and young people that are actually performing for us. So we have done a partnership with them where we are supporting them by providing some rehearsal space, some of the set and costume elements as we can. And then, of course, the venue itself. So we will be the host for them, and they will be running their productions here. It'll be similar to our summer youth program in that it's a slightly shorter show. It is geared specifically for families and younger kids to come out and experience a night or an afternoon of the theater. And you know, from what I've seen so far, Comerica and Michael have done some fantastic stuff with their students, and they're making a great little production there. So that'll be great to happen. Come out and see on May 23, 24, and 25.
And right after Beauty and the Beast wraps up, the next day, actually, Queen, It's a Kind of Magic. What can you tell us about that show?
That will be a bit of a quick turnaround for us, for sure, as we wrap up that last Beauty and the Beast show. Queen is a group coming from out of town. These guys specialize in doing their tribute acts, and this one is, as you expect, related to all things Queen. So you will see a performance that is indicative of Freddie Mercury and the gang, and you know, their popular hits will be coming through there. It should be a really great, fun concert. That one is selling very well, so if you want to come to that on May 26th, I would suggest coming by to pick up those tickets soon.
Alrighty, and of course, maybe just remind us where folks can get those tickets for these and any other shows coming up at Keanu Theater.
Absolutely. The best spot is tickets.keanu.ca, and that'll have our full list of upcoming performances and descriptions of any of the shows, and of course the spot where you can buy right away.
Eugene Carnegie, the Keanu Theater Director, anything else you'd like to add here today?
As always, I think it's important just to come out and try a variety of things. So if you're looking for something to do, check out our website. If there's an interesting show, go ahead, grab it. Even if you don't know what it is, come on down. I'm pretty sure you will enjoy it.
All right. Good to hear, Eugene. Thanks again for coming on the show and chatting about plays coming up at Keanu Theater.
Always a pleasure. Thanks again, Ryan.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. We continue our conversation with the Keanu Theater on this new play coming up this weekend. Joining me on the phone here today is Ashley Lawrenson, the Keanu Theater Intimacy Director. Ashley, how's it going here today?
It's going really great. Thanks for asking, Ryan.
Hey, great to have you on the show here, Ashley. A new play opening up this Friday at Keanu Theater. For someone who's never heard of or seen this play before, what should people know about it?
So the play is Les Liaisons Dangereuses. So essentially, it's dangerous liaisons. So anyone who's seen Cruel Intentions or the movie Dangerous Liaisons, it's the same storyline as that. So essentially, it's a play that is set like right before the French Revolution, and there is a bunch of French high society folks who are kind of acting a little promiscuous, acting up, being not very good human beings, and it's really can be quite entertaining to watch, that's for sure. Who would enjoy this play? That's a good question. I definitely, being the intimacy director, I have to say it's definitely for mature audiences, but anyone who's into, Bridgerton or like Pride and Prejudice, French Revolutions, if you're into sword fighting, I highly recommend coming out and catching it because, there is a sword fight in this show.
Good to hear. What goes into bringing a play like this to Fort McMurray?
So that's a really good question. So I work at Keanu Theater as the intimacy director, but I'm also, I happen to be one of the staff members who works here full time as well. So there is a lot that goes into a show like this. One of the things that Keanu Theater is really proud of is being able to bring in professionals. So we bring in a professional artistic team who oversee the whole process. And then we will bring in, volunteer actors from the community to come in and have a chance to feel what it's like to be part of like a professional theater production.
Your role as an intimacy director, maybe just describe what that is.
Yeah, so intimacy direction is actually quite new. So it's intimacy directors and coordinators they've kind of come about in the last 5 years. So as a lot of people know, during the Me Too movement, a lot of information came out about how problematic, movie sets and theater stage productions have been in the past. And essentially, intimacy directors and coordinators are here to help with that. So you know how there's all kinds of safety considerations when it comes to like our physical safety. So, okay, we make sure that we make sure that the sets are safe for people to use. And anytime anyone's using the fly system, they get training on how to use those kind of things. Like physical safety has obviously been like a big consideration like throughout human history, right? But one thing that we were kind of missing when it came to theater and film is people's emotional and mental safety while they are trying to portray these shows. And so a show like Les Liaisons Dangereuses, for example, it has some pretty sexy things that happen in it. People are getting intimate in all kinds of ways. And so we wanted to make sure that our volunteer actors who are coming in and, doing hundreds of hours of volunteer work on these shows are protected not only physically, but mentally and emotionally too.
Yeah, we also wanted to ask, with this particular play, how important is it for a show like this to have an intimacy director on hand?
It's imperative for a show like this. So this show, the list of warnings is pretty long, actually. So this show does deal with violence and sexual assault. So there's some pretty intense scenes that get played out during the show. So bringing someone like me in to essentially what we do is, together with the director and the cast, we break down the context of the show and all of the scenes and make sure that everyone understands why the scenes play out the way that they do and how it makes sense for the story. We build lines of communication between all of us to make sure that everyone's consent is completely adhered to at all times. And then we specifically choreograph every intimate scene, like step by step by step. So it looks really nice and smooth during the show, so you might not even realize, but it's almost like dance, right? Like when you learn a dance, you learn every single step to make the dance look really pretty when it's on stage. It's the same thing with intimacy. So it's like, okay, this character is going to put their hand here, and then this character is going to touch that character's face, or this character is going to like hug this character like this. Like every single step is coordinated and consented to between both parties. So it's, yeah, for a show with the context that's in this one, like I said, it gets a bit romantic, it gets a little sexy. So making sure that everyone's completely consenting to everything that's going on stage is like imperative, right?
For sure. In your role, what logistical challenges do you typically encounter when preparing for a new play coming to Kiano Theater?
Well, I guess some of the challenges, it's really interesting because being someone who's been in Fort McMurray for, oh my gosh, I've been here almost 17 years now, I know all of the people who are doing these shows. You know, I've been part of the theater for almost 5 years now. And so, you know, it's kind of funny when you're doing this kind of intimacy work, it's a lot of the time it's your friends on stage that you're working with. Right. So like sometimes it can be a little bit awkward. And of course, like the first few rehearsals while we're trying to figure things out, it can be, a little tough to navigate, but, you know, like I have the background and the training to make sure that I know what I'm doing, so that certainly helps.
Absolutely. In your experience, what are some key factors that contribute to a successful run of a play at a local theater? Because this show does play 5 nights in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I guess like one of the most successful ways, like the best way a show can be successful is for people to come out and see it early and then tell all of their friends about it, essentially, right? Like, come on opening night and see the show when it's first coming up, and then, like, help us spread the word about what an amazing job. Like I said, the folks that are getting up on the stage and acting their hearts out and doing an incredible job, like, some of these folks learned sword fighting for this show, you know? So, like, having the community's support and coming out to see it is, like, you know, there's nothing like walking out on stage on opening night and seeing a full audience of smiling faces, like, as you're about to act your heart out for, like, almost 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Ashley Lawrenson, the Kiano Theater Intimacy Director. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, yeah, I think that's everything. Thank you so much for having me to chat. I know it's like, it's an interesting thing, you know, intimacy direction. It's so new. And a lot of people, you know, they open the playbill and they see Ashley Lawrenson, Intimacy Director, and they kind of go, what the heck does that mean? So thanks for the opportunity for me to come on and explain.
Hey, great to have you on the show, and looking forward to the new play opening up here this Friday at Kiano Theater. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
More information from the Kiano Theater is coming up next here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Lauren Boyd, a director with Kiano Theater. Lauren, how's it going here today?
It's going well, thank you.
That's good to hear. This new play that's opening up on Friday night, what can you tell us about it?
Well, the play is called Les Liaisons Dangereuses, or, you know, you might know the movie version of it a little bit better, Dangerous Liaisons. And it's about a group of aristocrats on the cusp of the French Revolution and how they manipulate and exploit everyone around them and how it all backfires in their face, basically.
So maybe describe your involvement with this play in Fort McMurray.
Yeah, so Keanu Theater Center always hires professionals to work as the directors, the designers, the choreographers. A lot of the behind-the-scenes roles, they bring in guest artists, and I was one of those guest artists. And what's unique, what's unique about this is that we have volunteer performers from the community who are in the show. So it's been a really cool opportunity to work with people who are so dedicated to theater, but are doing this on top of, you know, full-time jobs, caring for their families, or, you know, finishing up school. And I've been totally blown away by the talent in town as well.
So what would go into casting for this play? You mentioned those volunteers that, you know, are going to be part of this show. What goes into casting for this play?
Yeah, well, we asked our auditioners to prepare a monologue. And they basically came in and had a 10-minute slot with me and our intimacy director, Ashley, and my assistant director, Zach. And they would perform their monologue, and we'd, you know, give them a couple of redirects, get them to try it a different way, maybe try some new ideas out. It's really just an opportunity for us to see, you know, how confident they are as performers, if there's room for them to grow. And then, of course, availability is always a concern. It is a huge time commitment. So these performers are giving up a lot of their free time to come and work with us.
So people who come to this play, what should they take from it?
Ooh, I think that the takeaway from this play isn't so much the lesson of the story, but rather that theater in general should make us feel everything. You know, it's the breadth of human experience. So you go and see a musical like Mamma Mia, you're going to feel nostalgic, you're going to have a really fun time. You come and see a show like Dangerous Liaisons or Liaisons Dangereuses, and you leave questioning, you know, the morality of the characters. You leave, you know, in wonder of how people can be that cruel to each other, and a little bit of satisfaction that these characters that we follow throughout the show get their comeuppance in the end.
So why bring a play like this to Fort McMurray?
Ooh, well, you know what? I think that Fort McMurray is a really underrated arts town. I think because it's so far north of other major centers, like Edmonton, for example, it's easy to underestimate it. And I think that a theater like Keanu could fall into the trap of just doing, you know, feel-good shows, or, you know, the shows that everyone sees at the high school theaters. But they're willing to really challenge their audiences and challenge themselves to take on material that, frankly, professional actors would also have a very difficult time with. You know, I think it really speaks to the level of talent. I think it really speaks to the taste of the audiences here as well, you know, that they're willing to take a risk on something that isn't, you know, a musical or a comedy.
So for someone who may not be familiar with the theater scene all that well, maybe just describe how big this play is, because as you've mentioned before, it's seen a lot of run in different mediums.
Yeah, I mean, this particular story, you know, there's a mini series out right now as well. Like, it just, they keep on telling the story. It was originally written in 1782. And it's a very big production. So because it's set right before the French Revolution, you know, that's Marie Antoinette times, so times that were very decadent. So it involves a lot of costume, a lot of set pieces, and a lot of performers, you know, to fill those spaces. And that requires a very big team. So as I said before, we've brought in a lot of guest artists who are really excited to do a show like this because, you know, commercial theaters don't always take those kind of risks on a show that is this big, whereas community theaters are very well poised to be able to do these larger shows because it's all about the process of putting it together to kind of enrich the community and give people that experience of putting together a show of this size. Which also means that it's probably a larger show than you would usually see in town, right?
Absolutely. You know, and in your role, what logistical challenges do you typically encounter when preparing for a new play coming to Keanu Theater like this?
Well, this is my first time at Keanu Theater, so I didn't exactly know what to expect. And I keep saying, you know, I was so pleasantly surprised at how spoiled we all were. You know, the facilities are amazing, and there's such a great core group of professionals who have dedicated themselves to staying here and building a strong theater community. And I think that shows like this are really a testament to the dedication of those people who really want to build and continue to grow the theater scene here in Fort Mac.
In your experience, what are some key factors that contribute to a successful run of a play like this at the local theater?
I think everyone working towards a common goal is a big part of it. And that's, you know, whether it's local theater or commercial theater, no matter where you go, you know, people have to put aside their egos and really work in service of the story. So everyone from, you know, set design to administrators to actors in the production, we all want to tell a cohesive story, one that's interesting, one that's surprising, and, you know, just really bring this to life. And I think that when we all have that in mind, everything else kind of falls into place. You know, people just are good at their jobs and have the opportunity to do them well because we're all working towards that same goal.
You mentioned that need for variety for performances at Keanu Theater. What role does audience feedback play in shaping the future programming and decision-making for, you know, performances at the theater?
That's a great question. You know, I'm not involved in the selection of seasons, but I have been involved in selecting seasons for other theater companies. And what's great about audience feedback is it can be pleasantly surprising. You know, when you take a risk on a show and you get really positive feedback, you know, that allows you to push the envelope even further. It also allows you to kind of challenge your audience as well. Like, okay, maybe this isn't a show that you would necessarily choose to see if you are someone who loves musicals, but maybe that love of musicals can translate to a love of intricate costuming and high drama, right? So it allows us to kind of find common points of interest that can then be applied to future programming.
Lauren Boyd, the director for Keanu Theater. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, just come see the show. Come see the show. You know, these community members have worked so, so hard, and I cannot believe the caliber of talent and dedication. Like, it feels like I'm working with professionals, and I think the results really speak for themselves. So we'd love for you to come see it.
Great to hear. We're looking forward to 5 shows in a matter of 2 weeks for this play coming to Fort McMurray. Lauren Boyd, thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you.
That does it for our show today. Thank you to my guests from the Keanu Theater for joining me on the show today to talk about Les Liaisons Dangereuses, which again is opening up on Friday. Another jam-packed show ready to go for you tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.